Obsession spell. How obsession spells and black magic work. Obsession spells and black magic have always been subjects of curiosity in history and different cultures. These beliefs hold that these mystical methods have the ability to channel energies to manipulate a person's thoughts and feelings, which in many cases leads to intense and involuntary obsession. People seeking to influence another's feelings or take revenge may resort to performing such spells, hoping to gain control over the victim's passions and actions. Here we will delve into this topic and the workings of obsession spells and witchcraft charm spells, who usually uses them, the ethical issues and risks associated with these practices, and effective methods to neutralize and remove such evil spells from a person. By understanding these aspects, you can better appreciate the complexities and potential dangers involved in obsession spells. What are love obsession spells and black magic? Love obsession spells, or charm spells in witchcraft, are mystical methods that are intended to manipulate a person's feelings and thoughts and make him obsessed with his love. These practices are believed to use spiritual or supernatural entities to create a strong, often unhealthy, attraction or obsession with the person or target. The primary goal is usually to influence someone to develop deep emotional or sexual feelings for another person, often without their knowledge or consent. Historically, various cultures have practiced these charm spells, shrouding them in secrecy due to their controversial nature. Practitioners, such as wizards and witches, exercise love spells as part of their practice, in most cases to bring back an old love or to force someone to fall in love and become obsessed with a certain person. These actions can stem from motives such as revenge, strong attraction, or other dark desires. The methods used in love obsession spells and witchcraft are varied, and include the use of personal objects such as pictures, hair, or individual items of the intended person. These items are believed to serve as anchors for the spell's energy. In addition, casting spells includes chanting mantras or whispering sacred texts to energetically affect the target. Despite their intended purpose, love obsession spells and black magic curses are ethically problematic because they attempt to override another person's free will. When you affect the free will of someone, the spell is a curse, thus having a karmic repercussion. Manipulating someone is a negative action. This manipulation can lead to significant emotional and mental consequences for both the target and the practitioner. Therefore, understanding the nature and implications of these spells is critical for anyone considering their use or seeking to protect themselves from their effects. Who uses obsession spells and why? Obsession spells and black magic are used by different people and groups for diverse reasons. Mostly, wizards and witches are known to perform these rituals as part of their magical work. These practitioners often focus on love spells, intending to reunite separated lovers or make a person fall obsessively in love with another. This aspect of their craft can be a significant part of their income, despite the possible negative consequences for both the spellcaster and the receiver. Ordinary people, driven by despair or hope, also turn to obsession spells. These people, who do not practice magic regularly, may seek out these magicians to attract a certain person. Some go further, and devote time to learning and performing these spells themselves, thus exposing themselves to greater risks despite the spiritual and religious prohibitions. The reasons for using black magic obsession spells can be very diverse. Some people may seek revenge or want to satisfy dark desires. Others may simply be trying to overcome frustrations and personal failures in their love lives. However, the ethical implications and possible risks often outweigh the perceived benefits. Abuse of these spells can lead to serious mental and emotional damage, which emphasizes the importance of a cautious approach to such mystical operations. At the end of the day, whether performed by professional sorcerers or desperate individuals, the use of love and obsession spells reflects a complex interplay of human emotions and passions. Understanding the motivations and implications behind these magical workings is critical for anyone considering using them. What are the risks of using obsession spells? The use of obsession spells and black magic raises significant ethical concerns and involves considerable risks. These spells are intended to transform and change another person's feelings and thoughts, thereby actually harming their free will. This manipulation is seen as ethically problematic because it undermines the intended person's autonomy and leads to an imbalance in the natural course of relationships. Ethically, obsession spells are controversial because they harness mystical energies for personal gain at the expense of another person's freedom. This exploitation can lead to unhealthy relationships based on compulsion and obsession instead of mutual consent and affection. The ethical dilemma intensifies when you consider that many of the people seeking these love spells are often desperate, vulnerable, and driven by strong emotions such as one-sided love or revenge. The risks associated with obsession and love spells are psychological and emotional. For the person targeted for this charm spell, the sudden and inexplicable obsession can lead to confusion, distress, and a potential collapse of their mental health. This emotional upheaval can also affect their personal and professional relationships, creating widespread disruption in their lives. Moreover, the person who casts or invokes the spell is not immune to negative consequences. Engaging in such practice can lead to dependence on magical solutions while neglecting healthier and more sustainable methods of dealing with personal problems. In addition, there is a risk of negative consequences or unexpected results, where the spell either fails or leads to unanticipated negative results for both parties involved. Therefore, it is important to approach obsession spells with extreme caution, recognizing the spiritual ethical implications and potential risks. Seeking professional guidance from experts such as Samuel Zohar Yanai, who are experts in removing such powerful and harmful spells, can help reduce these risks and treat these problems ethically and effectively. How can you effectively remove obsession spells? Dispelling obsession spells and breaking the incantation requires a comprehensive and careful approach, combining deep knowledge of mystical teachings with practical methods. The process is complex and must be handled by an expert to ensure effective results and reduce potential risks. Who is Samuel Zohar Yanai? Samuel Zohar Yanai, a spiritual healer, is an expert in the realm of removing black magic curses and obsession spells. His expertise spans decades of various mystical traditions, including Kabbalah and world esoteric folklore beliefs. Yanai emphasizes the importance of spiritual ethics and flatly refuses to practice or cast harmful spells and curses. Instead, it focuses on healing and empowering people affected by such dark energies. His methods are adapted to the specific needs of the client, regardless of their religion, belief, race, or gender, and are carried out with complete discretion. What is the process of removing obsession spells? The process of undoing obsession spells includes several key steps, each designed to address different aspects of the spell's effect. 1. Initial diagnosis and consultation. Yanai begins with an in-depth diagnosis to understand the nature and scope of the spell's effect. This step is critical to adapting the removal process to the person's unique situation. The consultation is conducted via WhatsApp or Zoom video calls, which makes his services accessible worldwide. 2. Spiritual rituals. The rituals to break the charm are performed in complete isolation, usually between 2 and 4 in the morning, to ensure a focused connection with the spiritual world. The Kabbalah states that this timing is particularly powerful and effective. The rituals do not require the physical presence of the affected person. 3. Energy cleansing. Beyond removing the specific spell, Yanai also focuses on removing all the negative energies that may accumulate because of the love spell. This includes expelling curses, the evil eye, and other negative energetic influences. This step ensures that all potential sources of harm are comprehensively addressed. 4. Ongoing support and reinforcement. Persistence is the key to ensuring that the obsession spell and curses are fully banished. Yanai repeats the removal process every 30 days and stays in regular contact with the customer to monitor progress and provide ongoing support. This continued involvement helps to reinforce the removal and prevent any relapse. Empowerment and restoration of positive energy. After neutralizing the charm spell and curses, it is essential to restore positive energies and empower the individual. Yanai provides advice on the consumption of vitamins and herbs to strengthen the body and mind. He also offers business consulting and personal coaching to help clients improve their relationships, family life, and careers. This holistic approach ensures that the person not only gets rid of the obsession love spell but also prospers in all areas of life. The whole process is structured to be thorough and consider the affected person's well-being, combining ancient mystical knowledge with modern accessibility. For those seeking to break free from the grip of obsession spells, it is imperative to engage with an expert who understands the complexities involved with curses and can provide a personalized and ethical solution. Samuel Zohar Yanai's expertise in removing and breaking this obsession and charm spells provides a way to reclaim a person's life from the negative effects of black magic. By following a structured and ethical approach, people can effectively get rid of these harmful energies, cleanse, and return to balance and positivity in their lives. Summary. In conclusion, obsession spells and black magic curses are spiritual and energetic mystical actions aimed at controlling the emotions and thoughts of another person, often leading to an unhealthy obsession. These curses are used by both professional sorcerers and ordinary people seeking to influence romantic relationships. The ethical implications and risks of these actions are significant, as they interfere with free will and may cause emotional harm. Effective removal of such malevolent spells requires expertise, such as that offered by Samuel Zohar Yanai, a white priest, who uses Kabbalah methods to purify and protect people from these negative influences. Understanding these elements is critical for those influenced by or interested in these mystical traditions. Do you want to break free and expel the spells of obsession and black magic curses from your life? Shmuel Zohar Yanai is available for you with all his knowledge and areas of expertise to provide healing and protection. Contact us now by email, phone, or WhatsApp.